Extreme weather events in 2021 have broken records around the world. Hundreds died in storms and heat waves. Farmers struggled with drought, and for some, extreme cases of insects. Wildfires set new records for carbon output. Fires destroyed forests, towns, and homes. Many of these events were worsened by climate change. Scientists say there are more to come, and worse, as the Earth's atmosphere continues to warm through the next 10 years and beyond. Here are some of the events over the last year. Kenya and other parts of East Africa battled some of the worst locust plagues in tens of years. A locust is a kind of insect that eats crops. The insects destroyed crops and grasslands meant for animals. Scientists say that unusual weather worsened by climate change created good conditions for the insects to expand. Beijing's sky turned orange and flights were grounded during the Chinese capital's worst sandstorm in 10 years. Busloads of volunteers arrive in the desert each year to plant trees, which can help the soil and reduce the effects of wind. Scientists predict climate change will worsen the growth of deserts, or desertification, as hotter summers and drier winters reduce moisture levels. Hundreds died during a record-breaking heat wave in the United States and the Canadian Pacific Northwest, which scientists said would have been virtually impossible without climate change. Over several days, power lines melted and roads became misshapen. Cities struggled to deal with the heat. They opened cooling centers to protect the locals. During the heat wave, Portland, Oregon, hit an all-time record high of 46.7 Celsius. Large parts of South America suffered from a prolonged drought. Chile is dealing with a 10-year-long mega-drought linked to climate change. This year, Brazil saw one of its driest years in a century. In Argentina, the Paraná, South America's second longest river, fell to its lowest level since 1944. Around the world, heat waves are happening more often and are becoming more severe. Nearly all the world's mountain glaciers are shrinking due to climate change. In the Alps, Swiss hotel workers placed protective cloth over one of Mount Titlis's glaciers during the summer months to keep what ice is left. Switzerland has already lost 500 of its glaciers. The government said it could lose 90% of the 1,500 that remain by the end of the century if world carbon output continues to rise. Structures and homes in Russia are increasingly in danger as underground permafrost melts and damages the land under them. Permafrost was once a good building base, in some areas staying frozen as far back as the last ice age. Rising world temperatures threaten the permafrost's ice, soil, rocks, sand, and organic matter. A large storm emptied a month's worth of rain over 2 days in British Columbia in Canada. It created floods and moving soil that destroyed roads, railroads, and bridges. It is likely the most expensive natural disaster in Canada's history. Although officials are still examining the damage, meteorologists or scientists who study the weather said the rain had come from an atmospheric river. It is a flow of gaseous water stretching hundreds of kilometers long from near the equator, the tropics. Scientists say atmospheric rivers are expected to become larger and possibly more destructive with climate change. I'm Gregory Stockel.